This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
There's an old adage that to the victors belong the spoils, but it looks like Communist China is taking home the spoils from America's wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. China could prove to be the ultimate winner, even though it shed no blood and didn't give much aid. Communist China is right now the biggest user of Iraq's tremendous oil supply. Donald Trump summed it up best. He said, "We spent $1.5 trillion, we lost thousands of lives, but China is in there taking out all the oil, and we're getting nothing. How can our leadership allow this to happen?" Communist China also signed a strategic partnership with Afghanistan, and top Chinese government figures traveled to that country to announce that China will train 300 Afghan police officers. China is eyeing Afghanistan's estimated $1 trillion worth of unexploited minerals. Chinese companies have acquired rights to extract vast quantities of copper and coal. China made a deal for oil exploration concessions, and China is looking at extensive deposits of lithium, which can be used in batteries and nuclear components. China is the only country that has the ready cash to foot the level of investment needed to extract the materials from Afghanistan. Central Asian experts say that superpowers have historically been involved in Afghanistan because it is an Asian crossroads, and China is no exception. The Obama administration has even allowed China to take over strategic drilling interests in the Gulf of Mexico. This deal puts China in control of valuable drilling interests, and according to a pending Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, it's worth mentioning that this deal will also put cash in the pockets of Obama campaign donors and bundlers.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Double-digit unemployment has been blamed on the economy, outsourcing of jobs to foreign countries, illegal aliens taking U.S. jobs, illiteracy, free trade, and Washington's misguided stimulus bill. At eagleforum.org, we want to hear your opinion. Join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
I tell you what, we don't need any ghosts, we don't need any monsters, any vampires, any Bigfoot, any chupacabras to scare the heck out of you. Just take a look at the state of the planet today, the state of your neighborhood, the state of your communities, and so on and so forth. You should be scared, but not to the point where you don't react and you don't get prepared. There's two different types of psychology when it comes to survival. There's those that shut down, and there are those who persevere. One of those people who has his stuff together, when stuff hits the fan, this is going to be the guy you want to learn from. Well, let me take that back. You want to learn from him beforehand. Ed Corcoran is a nationally recognized survival and preparedness expert who has spent most of his life traveling all over America, seeking adventure and living in some of the most challenging natural environments this country has to offer. From the mountains and the woodlands in the Northeast to the deserts of the Southwest, and has pretty much honed his survival and self-reliance skills, learning from experience and benefiting from the teachings of those he encountered. He also co-founded Survivalist Magazine and served as its editor and creative director before stepping down to pursue his passion to wake up the sleeping sheeple, as he puts it, to the threats to our freedom, liberty, and personal sovereignty. He's our guest tonight for the first hour on the Bob Tuscan Show, and I'm glad to have him. He's appeared on numerous TV and radio shows, and he also has his own show every Sunday that you definitely got to check out. I've enjoyed the episodes that I've heard, and I'm excited to chat with Ed. Ed, welcome to the Bob Tuscan Show. How are you tonight?
I'm doing swell, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. This is a topic that I'm very passionate about, and survival in general tends to get buried when we talk Monday through Friday here on the show about all the symptoms, all the problems that we face, you know, whether it's Barry Sotero care that's all out of whack, or you name it. You know, the more symptomatic issues that I feel get us away from the root solution, and that is to get prepared, that is to not be dependent on the powers that shouldn't be and the system, and to understand the vulnerabilities that we face. And that's something that you focus on, is not just the problem, but the solutions as well. And I admire that.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you. I've always described myself as being solutions oriented. And, you know, when I first started waking up and I started seeing the truth and became aware of the corporate oligarchy that controls this country and all the miasma of threats to our freedom and liberty and our health and so, you know, on and on and on. And I was really energized, and I really that was really the spark that I never thought about doing a radio show or creating a magazine or anything like that until I got energized to wake people up. And I one thing that I noticed was that at the time, everybody was hollering about the problems and saying, oh, you know, the corporate oligarchy and the Illuminati and whatever, and this is going to happen, and that's coming down the road and everything. But nobody ever said anything about how to prepare for it. You know, and so I thought this is a perfect confluence of two of my areas of, I hesitate to say areas of expertise because I don't consider myself an expert because I don't know everything, but I know a lot more than the average person that you encounter walking down the street. And I thought this would be a perfect opportunity for me to meld those two together and not only awaken people to the reality, to what's really going on, but also help them to start thinking in a mindset of preparation and getting ready for it and learning skills and because it's gonna happen. There's 5,000 things out there that could take us, you know, out of the world as we know it, you know, and something's bound to happen. Something's going to happen. I personally believe it's going to be the economic collapse and as well as a bunch of other things, but you know, you got to get prepared. And so my message is, you know, problem, solution. And skip the reaction. I don't care about the reaction. I just want people to get prepared. I want people to know what's going on. I want people to know the truth. And that's really been my driving force for these last 5 or 6 years now.
Right. That, you know, that progression of thought was very much intuitive for me, and I think it is for many listening as well. But there are those that wake up, so to speak, and they shut down. You know,
they go back to sleep. Yeah,
they go back to sleep. Yeah, and that's very scary because you got to admit this stuff is fairly overwhelming, and it is very difficult to look at this huge pile of stuff that you have to get in order. So, what would you suggest to those out there who have just started their awakening process, their trip down the rabbit hole, and feel a little bit overwhelmed? You know, they have to stock up on food, they got to get their water situation figured out, they got to figure out what to do about medical situations in case, you know, God forbid they get sick or they're bit by a snake. What would you say to those out there that are just beginning this process?
Well, the first thing I can say is that I completely relate to that. I was overwhelmed myself, and I went back to sleep a number of times because it was just too much in my brain pan to process and to have to live with, and I didn't have the skills to prevent the anxiety from happening. Just thinking about it, after a while, it's like, oh God, I don't want to be thinking about this stuff all the time. I don't, you know, from the time I woke up in the morning until the time I would go to sleep, and in the middle, in between, during the day, I'm doing research and I'm educating myself and all that. And so I can fully understand there were times, they were brief periods of time, but there were periods of time where I just decided enough. All right. I'm going to put this down for a while and, try to go back to my normal life, but you can't unlearn what you've learned. And the first thing I would say, if you're just waking up right now and you're just starting to become aware, is do not go back to sleep, because it's not going to go away. And you need to be diligent, and you need to be if you haven't started prepping right by at this point, you got to start today. You got to start yesterday, and don't let it overwhelm you. The one key principle of survival, and I mean survival in any situation, is that you break things down to their constituent elements. You don't look at the big picture, because you will get overwhelmed. You will start getting discouraged. You're going to want to go back to sleep. You're going to start believing the hype. You're going to start watching mainstream media again. And you're going to convince yourself that maybe I overreacted. Everything's going to be all right. Everything's always been all right. Everything, as far as I can remember, since, you know, and you'll convince yourself that it's not quite as bad. Maybe you had an alarmist knee-jerk reaction to the information that was overwhelming you, and that's what's going to happen. But I'll tell you what, it doesn't have to be some kind of conspiracy theory. It doesn't have to be, the government becoming tyrannical and instituting a police state. It doesn't have to be a grid collapse. It doesn't have to be a crash of the economy. It could be something as personal as a job loss. You know, in this economy, you know, if you lose your job, there's millions of unemployed Americans out there. And, you know, it's tough to find a job. So just that alone, you know, that could be devastating in your life. or it could be some kind of other, you know, unpredictable natural disaster, which, you know, I think there are some people who are predicting and causing them, but that's another topic. So start off small, break it down to what you can see immediately, what you you know you need to start storing food. That's an easy one. Right? You don't have to go out and spend thousands of dollars on, you know, freeze-dried food and survival packets and MREs and all of that. Just start doing some common sense things like clipping coupons, looking for deals. You can find coupons online. You can snip them out of your newspaper. There's people who live I can hear we're heading up to a break, so I'll save this thought and continue after.
All right, we'll pick it up there, and we'll also address the experts beyond the layman's perspective.
Right.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, we're talking survival tonight, and our special guest is Ed Corcoran, and I'm enjoying this conversation. It's a nice change-up, Ed. You know, we get too stuck, like I said in the opening of the show, talking about the symptoms, talking about this false flag or this possible grid shutdown. And I think the bottom line is, no matter what direction it comes from, it's coming.
Absolutely. Yeah, things are going to be very different, and you're not going to like it, and it's not going to be easy. And, you know, I was talking about, you know, becoming overwhelmed before the break, and what you can do to mitigate that or to manage it. And yeah, break things down. You know, start, just look at your immediate needs. Just buy a couple more cans of tuna when you go grocery shopping. You know, just little things that'll store canned foods, things like that. And once you, before you know it, you'll have a week's supply of food. And then before you know, you'll have a month's supply of food. And, you know, just do it bit by bit, and, but start doing it. If you, and again, there's coupons and there's other things that you can do if you have, you know, supermarkets that give you discounts for being a, having a preferred, you know, VIP card or whatever they call it. You know, those are the kinds of things that you can do. And once you, don't focus on just one thing either. You know, there's a tendency. I know when I started prepping, you know, I'll get all excited about food storage and I'd start buying a lot of food, but I wouldn't think about anything else. And then I get all excited about, firearms and I'd start buying ammunition and I wouldn't, you know, or be look, you know, buying, different types of firearms and whatnot. And I got all wrapped up in that. And, you know, don't get too focused on one thing. Try to spread things out. Look at your local resources as far as water is concerned. Do you live near a natural source of water? If not, do you live in an arid area of the country? You have to figure out what your water needs are going to be. Storage can be an issue for some people, especially if they live in a small house or an apartment. But you can do things. You can do rain catchment. Put 55-gallon food grade buckets outside your house and it's real easy to say. I'm not going to go into detail about how to set it up here, but
are you concerned about that rainwater though with Fukushima?
A little bit, because yeah, I've been really covering Fukushima a lot, and I've been talking a lot to my friend Gary Yantis, who's a industry insider, and I had him on my show this past Sunday, and it was really I've really been covering this a lot, and this really concerns me. I mean, we're getting fried as we speak. The Pacific Ocean is just toxic, you know. It's a really bad situation, and nobody knows about it because the mainstream media is, you know, it's been blacked out, and governments don't even want to talk about. Japan saying, oh, everything's fine, don't worry about us, you know. In the meantime, 300 million tons of you know, radiation are being dumped into the ocean every day, you know. So that's a big concern for me. And with rain catchment, yeah, you're going to have to get into, you know, looking at the NOAA website and seeing if there's any reports of airborne radiation. If it gets really bad, right now, I don't think that the level of toxicity or the level of radiation in the atmosphere is enough to be too concerned about. I'm more concerned about the ocean, the Pacific Ocean, and the die-off, the wholesale die-off of fish and mammal life. It's Gary calls it. It could become an extinction level event if it continues to go unabated.
Here's the problem that I see with that. In addition to, you know, having a lot of seafood and that kind of thing that we eat, which is, you know, ultimately not the end of the world for us. We can gather new sources of food and whatnot, but ultimately, Ed, I think that the die-off of the algae in the ocean,
yes,
is going to be the real kill shot. And you might say, what are you talking about? Algae being dead, Bob? Algae is pesky. It grows on my swimming pool in the summer, whatever. You know,
yeah.
No, folks. Algae in the ocean supplies much of our oxygen supply in the world today. And right. if the algae dies off, then our oxygen is going to be deeply depleted. And that is very disconcerting.
Yeah, it's a microsystem. I mean, when you change one thing, it has a chain reaction, you know, all throughout the ecosystem, and yeah, the algae die off, plankton, you know, the small scale, or what you would consider on the small scale, what kind of repercussions a disruption in algae or plankton or microbiotic life forms, it's everything has an effect, and there it's unpredictable. You can't, you can look at, all right, measure the level of radiation in the water. You can measure how many fish are dying off. These are things that are on a large scale, but don't forget that there's a domino effect going on.
It's scary. And how do you prepare for something like that?
Get away from the West Coast would be my first answer. But honestly, the best thing that you can do now is have the resources to be able to detect the radiation level in your area. I would say get a respirator, and make sure you get a fine respirator that will filter out small particulates and it's rated for radiation. Also, a Geiger counter is a good thing to have, and stock up on potassium iodide, and that's iodide with a D. And that's the stuff that's going to protect your thyroid, because your thyroid is most susceptible to radiation, and it's most susceptible to cancer than any other organ in your body. And so the steps to take right now would be, have the things in place that you need to detect and be able to discern, what the risk level is in your particular area where you're living. Other than that, I don't really see, in short of digging a bomb shelter or a fallout shelter in your backyard, or hermetizing your home, making your home impervious to radioactive particles. Those are all big measures. But aside from that, just prevention would be my first line of defense against this. Take your Geiger counter shopping with you if you're buying fish or anything, fish, meat, whatever. And if there's a risk in your area of radiation, if you're on the West Coast, check the food with your Geiger counter before you purchase it. See sure. If there's any high levels of radiation there. It's not something that I would want to stick around for. So I would say, you might want to think about moving further east.
Have a good bug-out bag situated. a backup plan as far as your geographic location. And other ways to mitigate it, Ed, from what I understand, is anything to detox yourself from the various radioactive particles. Zeolite is something that I've been researching. Bentonite clay. And I'm sure there are others that we haven't listed. But, you're right. It's all about mitigation and all about trying to pick a geographic location that will not expose you to quite a bit of radiation.
Right. And the frightening thing is that if it becomes a dangerous situation, if it becomes a health risk or a life-threatening situation, you're not going to hear about it from the government. You're not going to hear about it from the mainstream media. You really have to have your ears and eyes open. And be conscious of this yourself, and be diligent about it yourself, and gather as much information as you possibly can.
Absolutely, we'll talk more survival in just moments. Our special guest tonight is Ed Corcoran. You're not going to want to miss it.
AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now. Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Let's open up the phone lines, 800-313-9443. I want to hear what kind of prepping you're doing. Are you a doomsday prepper? How about that doomsday prepper show? And it kind of, what's the word I want to categorize it as? It kind of made it seem a bit
like sensational.
Sensationalized.
Yeah. I've had dealings. I get contacted all the time from TV production companies who want either, they either want me to be on their show, or they want to do a show about me. And I was invited to go down to Florida back in February to be on Doomsday Preppers. And, you know, I've also got friends who've been on Doomsday Preppers, associates of mine and people I know in the industry. And yeah, that's exactly what they're doing, man. You're not seeing the real deal. What they're doing is in the editing room. And also, one particular friend, I won't mention her name, but she was asked to do a lot of things that are just nuts, that, you know, preppers just don't do that stuff. You know, they wanted them to be, they said, well, we have to make it, entertaining. And so they would contrive all of these scenes that they wanted them to play that, you know, was not something they do in their everyday life. And so they wanted to make it, you know, sensationalize it. And then, you know, it's really easy in the editing room to cut things together, to take something, you know, completely out of context. And that's really, really what they're doing. I did not end up being on Doomsday Preppers when I went down there because their production was so, just haphazard. It was, you know, a bunch of kids piled out of a van. They didn't have any kind of plan or an outline, and they didn't know what the first thing that they were doing. And it was all after 3 days of standing around for 12 hours on the set or on location. I just said, look, either have me on the show or let me. I've got a business to run. Yeah, I got a radio show to do.
What kind of location did they take you to?
Oh, we were in Central Florida in the wintertime. And yeah, we were on this amazing survival compound. This place had everything, acres and acres of land. They raised emus, they raised goats, they raised sheep.
Whereabouts was this? Because I'm in Central Florida. I'm just curious.
It was outside, or pretty close to Sanford, the Sanford area.
Okay.
That whole Sanford, Orlando, you know, general area. I don't remember the name of the exact name of the town that it was in. And I wouldn't mention on the air anyway.
So I thought that the whole premise of the show was they would follow the individual's homestead. They wanted you to claim somebody else's homestead?
No, they had us there. Well, they were there because it was their idea was is that they were going to make it look like this would be like a survival community if, you know, things went sideways. And where people would, you know, go there and work together and, you know, I hesitate to say commune, but as a community, and they would be inside of this compound.
Interesting. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, there are certain aspects of it that I liked, you know, but I'm in the know, so to speak. For the average person out there watching this, they're probably saying, what the hell is wrong with these wackos?
Oh, exactly. Yeah. And that's exactly what they're not doing us a favor. They're not doing the preppers and survivalists a favor, the Doomsday Preppers, because, yeah, they're just making, hey, get a load of these freaks. You know, that's pretty much what their whole incentive is, or their whole message is, trying to make us look like nuts. They're not promoting preparedness. They're not, you know, waking people up. They're not, you know, they're just making a laughing stock out of the survival and prepper community.
Right. Interesting. Yeah, so I figured you'd have some thoughts on that. It was at first something that I thought was kind of cool, and then I realized what they were doing pretty early on. So,
right. Yeah.
It's unfortunate. So, anyways, go ahead.
Yeah, yet there's still a lot of people who are, you know, jumping through hoops to be on the show, jumping for joy because, you know, they want their 15 minutes of fame, but they don't know what they're in for once the producer starts telling them what to do, you know?
Yeah. Well, I got to give the guy with the aquaponics pool credit. I mean, that was cool before he was on that show.
Oh, yeah.
I had seen his information before Doomsday Prepper, and some of the ideas they present, if you have an open and critical mind, are pretty cool. But it's the image they're giving, like I said, the people who don't know about what's going on. That's the problem.
Right. Yeah. Oh. Absolutely.
Anyways, enough said on that. We'll take calls with Ed. If you would like to call up and talk to us about this kind of thing, feel free to call us at 800-313-9443, and we'll go to Fred in California. Hello, Fred.
How you doing, Bob? And you got a great guest on there. How you doing, Ed?
I'm doing great, Fred. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm located on the central coast of California, and I do realize we got hit really hard by the first stage of Fukushima. And, you know, it's quite interesting. What got me to Bob's show at RBN was I've been in pain since 87 as an industrial accident and was bedridden from 2000 to 2011. And, We're talking passing out pain down to 130 pounds on 27 meds and hit the our medical system head on. About a year ago, my son turned to me and said, "Hey, Dad, why don't you try juicing vegetables?" And guess what? In 2 months, I was up and running around. So what I've been doing prepping, and one of the things I'd like to add is I juice quite a bit as a supplement, but I've been doing some experimenting, and one of the good things I have found is wheatgrass, red wheat berries, and right. black sunflower seeds, and you can pick up your 92 necessary micronutrients from these two products, let alone, you know, the carrots and other stuff that you're growing in your garden. And so I've been awesome. Stocking up on that.
How do they keep?
They keep really good. I've got about 100 pounds on hand right now.
And I guess the other thing, Fred, is that even if they don't keep forever and forever, I mean, I know seeds usually keep a long time, especially if you're storing them in certain conditions, and I'll let Ed add to this in a moment. But even if they don't, if you practice seed saving, then you can replenish that supply indefinitely.
Right.
Ed, is that about right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. As long as they're organic seeds, heirloom seeds, as they're
sure,
called.
Sure, they can't be the Monsanto monsters.
Right, or hybrids, because after a couple of generations, hybrids are not genetically modified, but after a couple of generations, it tends to lose its vigor, and you have diminishing results from each successive generation. So really the way to go is with heirloom seeds. And as far as the juicing and all that stuff goes, I'm a big proponent of that. You know, I believe that food is medicine. We've known that for centuries. And eat as much raw vegetables as you can. If you have trouble eating raw vegetables because it's unpalatable, whatever, juicing is a good way to go. I do like green smoothies, you know, kale, spinach, all kinds of green leafy vegetables, and also add some juice in there to give it a nice flavor. And it's
I've been learning, Ed, though, that the kale and stuff, they need to be cooked to get certain toxins out of them. So I've been going back and forth on this one for some time now. I wish somebody would just write a book and have all the answers in it about nutrition. I mean, geez.
Ed?
Well, I can recommend one guy. I'm sorry, Fred, what were you saying?
Yeah, and I had a question. You know, I've been supplementing with krill oil and fish oil, and I was calling a manufacturer the other day to see if they're testing for radiation. They didn't give me quite the good answer on that. What's your take on krill oil and fish oil supplements?
Well, I'm not familiar with krill oil specifically, but as far as fish oil supplements, I think that's a great idea. But yeah, with that in mind, you would have to find out. One thing that you can do is find out where they source the fish for the fish oil. I don't know if that's. I don't know if they have like a single answer for that. They might get it from several different locations or providers. As far as the radiation goes, I'm not sure if even I have an answer for that. If what kind of answer did you get?
I would imagine, Fred, that you can find the fatty acids and whatnot that you get from krill oil and fish oil and other food and supplement products. So I don't know. Keep your mind open and let us know what you find out. Fred, we'll take a quick break and we'll come right back.
The Bob Justin Show.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759. 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space.
Well, you can hear Ed's show every Sunday, Survival and Beyond. But Ed, we're gonna have to do this on my slot, maybe once a month if that's cool with you, man, because this is important. I don't get to talk about this stuff enough. And it's good to have an excuse when I have a guest on like yourself.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And yeah, I'd like to have you on my show as well.
Well, I have some interesting experiences that I can get into. I dropped out of college and decided to get off the grid in the middle of nowhere in Mexico. And I also went to a survival school in high school where I did a primitive survival experience with just a bow drill and a sleeping bag, and that's about it. So wow. I definitely have a lot of insights on this topic, and I'm a new parent, which is its own experience, you know. It's,
yeah,
its own
absolutely.
Survival, if you will. So right. Let's take some more calls here. We have a lot of callers that want to talk with you, and we'll get to them one by one. 800-313-9443 is the line to join us if you want to jump in here, we still have a few lines open. 800-313-9443. We'll go to Jim in New York. What's up, Jim?
Hey, Bob, Ed, happy Halloween to you guys.
Happy Halloween.
I'm scared.
I'm terrified.
Hey, listen. How do you like my costume, Jim? You like my costume?
I thought that was your brother. No.
No. And what about my mask? Is that scaring the hell out of you?
Not yet.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
You know, living in New York City, it comes with its own.
You're nuts. You're nuts. Get the hell out of there.
Absolutely.
Well, easier said than done, but you know it's.
Why? You like the pizza too much? What, you got the bagels?
Hey, it's a good pizza, man. What are you talking about?
All right. So why can't you leave? You got family there? Take them with you.
Well, you know,
I know the cost of living's not agreeable.
No, right. I mean, but the jobs pay more, so it balances out. But, you know, it's, I mean, for me being employed, it's better to be in New York. You know, I'm not as young as I used to be. And, I mean, I'm aware of the, you know, the dilemma I'm in. But that's
for a moment, Jim, I know that's not why you called, and I apologize for busting your chops.
No.
You're a New Yorker, though, so you can handle it. I'm from the Sixth Borough, a.k.a. South Florida, so I got the New Yorker juice in my blood. My parents are New Yorkers. But let me ask Ed a question real quick. Ed, let's say you don't want to leave the city. What are some urban survival tips you can give us real quick? And then, Jim, I'll let you ask your question. Sorry about that. Ed?
Yes.
What are some urban survival tips?
Oh, boy. Urban survival tips. Well, pretty much along the same lines of what you were talking about, my first survival tip would be to get out of the city. Because
all right, but let's say you can't get out, and you know,
right.
And let's say you didn't have time to get out, or stuff hits the fan and you're there for whatever reason, then what?
Well, that's when food storage becomes really important, because you're not going to have a whole lot. You're not going to be foraging for food or hunting or fishing.
Or being able to grow a garden. I guess you could have a kitchen garden, though, and have sprouts and that kind of thing. Maybe on your balcony you can have a few plants.
Right. You can have what they call a container garden, where you use like 5-gallon buckets. And if you have any, balcony, if you can put them around your home, outside, around
and
the...
And if you have energy, you can always have a hydroponic garden inside. But you definitely want to get your energy situation, I would imagine, in order, because the grid is not going to be the most reliable source.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's one of my biggest fears. In fact, the thing that woke me up was when I became aware of what kind of situation would be in if the grid went down. And, you know, a lot of people think, well, you know, you just bust out some candles and read by candlelight until the power comes back on, until, you know, you're going to
be... How romantic.
Yeah, yeah. There's everything will come to a crashing halt because we rely on electricity for everything. We rely on electricity. We need electricity to process petroleum. We need electricity. We need electricity. If the grid went down, we need electricity to diagnose the grid and figure out where the problem is. And then, you know, something like an EMP or a solar flare event that triggers an EMP, the grid's going to be down for years. It will not come back up next week or you know, a couple days from now. It will be down for years. And we'll be thrust back into a 19th century lifestyle without the infrastructure of living in a 19th century lifestyle. It, you know, as far as like living, to bring it back to living in the city and urban survival, there's going to be a lot of people living in apartments. How are you going to cook your food? How are you going to, you know, we don't have fireplaces in every apartment or, you know, wood stoves, in apartment situations. There's going to be a lot of people who have to go outside to cook their food. You go outside to cook your food, and that brings danger because hungry people are going to smell what you're cooking. So, you know, this is why I say, get out of the city is probably your best bet. You know, first of all, go to, that's what I did. I lived in a city. I've lived in several cities actually. And, I just decided I got to get out of here, and I relocated to, a rural location in New Hampshire, which has plenty of water resources. It has plenty of food resources. It, And I don't live there anymore, but that was my first, you know, jump into, you know, rural living. But there are things that you can do in the city, like we were mentioning, container gardens. If you are in a situation where you can start, the most important thing I would say is to develop a relationship with your neighbors, with the people around you, with your community. I'm really big on community because, you know, there's you don't want the people, you want the people that will turn to you, not on you. You know, and if you develop these relationships, nowadays we live pretty anonymously. We live inside of a bubble. We're too wrapped up in our gadgets and our
entertainments.
Yeah, people
don't know their neighbors.
They don't know their neighbors.
Live next door.
They don't know their neighbors. Now, there's a little bit of caution that should be exercised when you do get to know. Don't run up to them and say, "Hey, guess what? I'm a prepper, and you ought to be doing this and that and everything."
Because you make yourself a target.
Yeah, you'll make yourself a target because then everybody will know who's storing the food. And
yeah, and then they'll knock on your door, and that's a difficult
on your
situation
door.
To be in.
Yeah. Yeah, and it is absolutely, it's a life-threatening situation to be in on both sides. But, you know, get to know your neighbors. Show some interest in them. People don't know how to communicate with each other. You know, when I walk around in like a Walmart or a supermarket or something like that, and I see all the dour faces, you know what I do? I smile at people. If they make eye contact with me, I smile at them.
Uh-oh.
And you know what happens? They smile back at you. You know,
really? That happens?
That happens.
Okay, hey, let me let our caller jump back in here, though.
Okay.
I see we're running low on time, and I didn't mean to derail your call, Jim. Go ahead. What was on your mind, brother?
I listen to a lot of alternative radio, maybe too much, but one thing sort of stands out. There's these, literally, I can only find these two voices alone in the wilderness. One is Joel Skousen. I don't know if you've heard of him. He's on Wrench and Jones a lot. And his call for what's going to happen is something that's 8 to 10 years out, and it has to do with nuclear war and with Russia and China. And the other voice, I don't know if you've heard of him, his name's Andrew Goss. He's on Patrick Timpone's radio show. He says I forget how he refers to the powers that be, but he says they're not going to let it crash. He says he stands out only because he stands out, that he's the only one saying they're not going to let the economy crash. That, you know, they'll do whatever they can to prop up the dollar. You know, they'll never, quantitative easing is never going to stop. But, and the reason, you know, I sort of attach a little bit of importance to them is because They just stand out in a big field of people, and they're the lone people that are saying that it'll get bad, yeah, but it's not the bad that everybody else talks about. I was wondering if you've heard of these guys and if you have an opinion about their opinion.
Could I address one of those points real quick?
Yeah, real quick, because we're almost out of time.
As far as them not letting the economy collapse, well, it might not be up to them. The world might decide that they just don't want to be involved in the dollar anymore. You mentioned Russia and China, and they agreed to start trading in gold and eliminate the dollar when they trade amongst them, between themselves. And this agreement was struck like 2 years ago. So,
and we're going to have to do it another night, man. Thanks so much for coming on.
Right on, man. Thank you for having me.
Survival and Beyond. Check out his site and his show. It's good stuff. When we come back, we'll have Lee Rogers on to talk about the NSA. He's an IT genius, and you're not going to want to miss his take on it and so much more. With finance.